I didn't know it was really a choice, but anyways. I guess this past couple days, Man and I have been talking about just God's plan in the world. And it's something that you can't fully comprehend until the end, I guess. But as far as his plan, there's eternity for all people. And sometimes it doesn't really make sense to me how it almost seems cruel for the people that don't follow his ways, but yet his law is perfect and his law is pure. And it, I guess, as a human, the way we think, we can't really comprehend it, but it helps us realize that the world does need Jesus like crazy. And just all this thing with they legalized gay marriage in all of the states, it's really sad, and just it should make us really just pray for everyone in that. So I want to start out reading Psalm 19. You guys can all follow along. I'm going to be reading in a different version, New Living Translation. So Psalm 19. The heavens tell the glory of God. The skies display his marvelous craftsmanship. Day after day, they continue to speak. Night after night, they make him known. They speak without a sound or a word. Their voice is silent in the skies. Yet their message has gone out to all the earth, and their words to all the world. The sun lives in the heavens where God placed it. It bursts forth like a radiant bridegroom after his wedding. It rejoices like a great athlete eager to run the race. The sun rises at one end of the heavens and follows its course to the other end. Nothing can hide from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are clear, giving insight to life. Reverence for the Lord is pure, lasting forever. The laws of the Lord are true, each one is fair. They are more desirable than gold, even the finest gold. They are sweeter than honey, even honey dripping from the comb. They are a warning to those who hear them. There is great reward for those who obey them. How can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from these hidden faults. Keep me from deliberate sins. Don't let them control me. Then I will be free of guilt and innocent of great sin. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. This passage is really amazing to me, just from David. This is before Jesus came, and yet he understood all that the Lord had to offer. He understood the forgiveness of sins, and he understood that the Lord was there somehow. I'm not sure how it all worked then, but he could still forgive sins and show him the true light. Even as far as if the Holy Spirit was even there with him, I don't know how that all worked. But it says here that God's law is perfect, and it revives the soul, and the decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. It's just a confirmation to me that no matter where the world goes, God is always the same. He never changes. So that's very encouraging to me. I want to read a few other verses. Mark 8:34-38. It says there, then Jesus called his disciples and the crowds to come over and listen. And he says, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must put aside your selfish ambition, shoulder your cross, and follow me. If you try to keep your life for yourself, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake and for the sake of the good news, you will find true life. And how do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul in the process? Is anything worth more than your soul? If a person is ashamed of me and my message in these adulterous and sinful days, I, the Son of Man, will be ashamed of that person when I return in the glory of my Father with the holy angels. And that is scary. I mean, it says if any person is ashamed of me in these terrible days, and these are terrible days, and what just went on, that's very, it's very sinful what about this whole gay marriage thing. But it just, yeah, it just makes me cringe for those people, and it should make us all just really care for them and really don't put them down, but share to them what true life is all about. And then also in 2 Corinthians 4, I'll read, "For God, who said, 'Let there be light in the darkness,' has made us understand that this light is the brightness of the glory of God that is seen in the face of Jesus Christ. But this precious treasure, this light and power that now shineth within us, is held in perishable containers, that is, our weak bodies, so everyone can see that our glorious power is from God and it is not our own." So that's encouraging to us, that we are sinful. It says here that we're perishable containers, but yet we can, that's the way we can show the light, because we are nothing without that light. And I'll leave with you one more verse. In Ephesians 1 says, "Asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you might grow in your knowledge of God. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light, so you can understand the wonderful future he has promised to those he called. I want you to realize what a rich and glorious inheritance he has given to his people." And that there is very encouraging to me, just to know what's at the end makes it all worth it. It makes this tough life all worth it in the end, because we are the true inheritance, and I'm very thankful for that. So I just hope, you guys can remember some of those things. And thank you very much.